Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The full love, because he's now a bench piece, but he was a five-star out of high school. Jordan Walsh, have you seen him on the defensive side? He's unreal good. I mean, he's long. He pesters people. He can do a lot in switching. He's around 6'8". He's good on the perimeter. But the game we're going to be watching, though, come on, we got to talk about FAU Tennessee. So, truthfully, as a Tiger fan, who's the pick there? Who do you want to see move through? I don't think you can ever really root for Tennessee. I'd probably lean FAU still. Team you lost to moving through to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I mean, who am I rooting for?
You're not rooting, but who would you rather? Who's the less of the two evils, I guess, is probably the better way of putting it.
Yeah, I think I'm rooting for FAU. If you want to be able to this feels depressing to even say. But you want to be able to be like, oh, they weren't frauds. Like, well, they really were a great team.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, though, for them. They have some really small guards. I mean, that's a small team. And Tennessee, I saw them play perimeter defense and rough up Duke.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something. You saw Dusty May's quote. He said, we're going to study Australian rugby rules to get ready for the Vols.
I mean, I also, too, I think I still want them to advance just because of the conference next season, like the AAC and them coming in. Like, you want as many basketball powers as you can in the AAC. I've put quotations around powers.
And, know what's interesting, too, for the new AAC, UAB and North Texas both in the Final Four of the NIT.
Maybe it won't be as bad as we think.
Basketball-wise, we'll see. But, like, Grant McCaslin may leave for Texas Tech. And Dusty May is going to get a job
at
some point.
That's the thing.
It's still a stepping stone area.
FAU, even now, like, them being in the Sweet 16, like, it just feels like they're going to come into the AAC tomorrow, and it's going to be a completely different team than the one that they have right now. Like, guys are going to transfer. Now, they got a younger team, so, like, they might. But I think their coach is gone.
So on the FAU Tennessee, who's the lesser of two evils? I think I heard Jason make this point with Giannotto and Jeffrey as well. There's a lot more reasons to hate Tennessee if you're a Tiger fan, right? Because because
they won't play you.
They're not going to play each other. Rick Barnes and Penny don't get along. And that's a great rivalry and a great series that is completely discontinued. So I guess there's more there. Where I think a lot of Tiger fans are still going to be as much as it hurts, because you want to be in this position. Yeah. FAU probably gets the lean here.
Yeah, it still seems like sour grapes either way.
Yes, it does. Lesser two evils. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Now let's go ahead and get to a break. When we come back on the other side, Jeff Calkins joins.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Three Doors Down, live. Away from the Sun Anniversary Tour. Friday, August 11th, Bank Plus Amphitheater. Special guest, Candlebox. Their farewell year of touring. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Three Doors Down with Candlebox. Away from the Sun Anniversary Tour. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. While 2023 may no longer feel like the new year, there's no reason you can't create a new you thanks to New Balance shoes. Whether you're looking to be more active or just curious where the crossroads of style and function meet, we've got you covered at the New Balance Memphis store. It's why everyone from supermodels and celebrities to regular folks like you and me can be found wearing New Balance shoes. Come find a shoe that'll help define the new you at the New Balance Memphis store.
You don't need to find a pot of gold to strike it rich this March. Instead, win money on your tournament wagers with Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best team of odds makers in the business, so they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around, so no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app and start winning today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789.
Ooh-wee, the Grizz are on fire this year, John.
And they aren't the only team on fire.
You're right about that. The team at Topps just launched a limited time offer. Get this, Topps Fire Braised Chicken with Memphis White Sauce.
Pulled chicken, seared over an open flame, piled high on a Topps bun and drizzled with a special Memphis White Sauce that's creamy and tangy with a little Memphis kick.
Put the Topps Fire Braised Chicken with Memphis White Sauce in your starting lineup today.
Available now at Topps Poplar, State Line, and Fraser locations, and more to come.
Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Come test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric with 420 total range, 64 combined MPG, and 38 minutes best charging time. And you may be eligible for up to $7,500 federal EV incentive and $1,500 lease cash. Come check it out at Gossett Mitsubishi. Plus, 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander with 3 rows of seating for up to 7 people. We Gossett at $499 a month or buy for $34,055. Looking for some peace of mind in your new ride? How about Mitsubishi's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. 2023 Outlander, $499 a month, or get 1.9 for 36 months and test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PZ 012158 MSRP 34555 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only.
Sweet. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins, columnist of the Daily Memphian, also the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 on 92.9 FM. ESPN joins the show now on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. We just got done talking about this. I stole it from Giannotto and Jeffrey because I think it's an interesting question. Tonight, Sweet 16, we got FAU Tennessee. Is the lesser of two evils, I guess, ultimately who you root for? Is it FAU still?
It's not even close. This is not a debate. I mean, I hate to say it. If you're a Tennessee fan, you're rooting for Tennessee. If no, 100%. Like, I don't even know the argument for rooting. Listen, if you're a Tennessee fan, knock yourself out, root for Tennessee. That's fine. But if you are a Memphis fan, of course you're a Florida Atlantic fan. It's not even freaking, like, what's the argument for rooting? What is the argument for rooting the other direction here?
I don't have it because I'm right there with you with FAU. I think there's way too many reasons to hate Tennessee if you're a Tiger fan.
Florida Atlantic beat you, so you want to say, oh, well, they're a good team. You didn't lose to a bad team. You want to
it still stings. It still stings.
Yeah, I know, but I'll give you all the reasons. One is, so they beat you, and it's, yes, I see. Sometimes you can hate the team that beat you, but there's nothing to hate about Florida Atlantic. You just blew it yourself. It's not like
besides them showing up Fairleigh Dickinson. I didn't like that. Wasn't a fan.
So that's fine. That's fine. So secondly, yeah, there's some dignity in wanting them to prove that they're a good team. Beyond that, they're going to be in your conference next year, and that's like in the end, you want to prove your conference is good. But the biggest thing is here is that if you are a real, true, dyed-in-the-wool Memphis fan, you hate Tennessee.
Yep.
And you freaking hate Tennessee. Now, maybe you shouldn't, whatever else, I'm not telling you. But if you are a Memphis fan, at least all the ones that I've met, freaking hate Tennessee. And even if you didn't hate Tennessee before Rick Barnes got into it with your coach, more your coach's fault than Rick Barnes' fault, to be clear, but still, he got into it with your coach. And then doesn't want to ever play you? Come on, man.
Issue.
Seriously, it's so petty as to not to play you? And this is not even freaking close. No. If anything, the only argument would be, okay, you can either turn on the TV and root for Florida Atlantic, or you can say the whole damn thing is too painful and do something else until Tennessee is gone from the tournament.
Yeah, now, Bennett and I also had an interesting debate about this as well. Not really a debate, it was a discussion. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope got a tribute video returning back to Washington last night. Who in Grizzlies history would that be akin to as far as getting a tribute video back in FedEx Forum? Courtney Lee is the name that really rings.
I guess. It's funny. There was once upon a time some controversy because when Shane Battier came back,
yep,
they did something for him. I forgot what it was, a poster or a video or something. And some small and petty Memphians who had decided they didn't like Shane Battier for some reason thought that was Bush League to lower ourselves to do a tribute for Shane Battier, which was preposterous. Of course you should have done. This was, of course, before he hit the shot. I think this is before he hit the shot to beat San Antonio. Mm-hmm. This is after he was traded to Houston, and then he came back. Should you have done? And the answer is yes, you should have. I can't think of any inappropriately effusive Grizzlies celebrations where they've celebrated someone who you're like, really? Why are we doing that?
Right.
Like, I don't think there has been such a moment in Grizzlies history, except for the few people who argue that Shane Battier should not have been celebrated. And to those people, they're as misguided as the people who think that there's any question of whether you should be rooting for Florida Atlantic or Tennessee.
Well, do you think KCP back in Washington, you think that's a deserved thing for him?
It seems like a stretch. I don't think of him as in the same category as Wes Unseld and the other greats.
Definitely not.
But I'm not so familiar with his work in the nation's capital that I can dissect it. It's been some lean years there, and so maybe they're, you know, maybe they're celebrating what they can celebrate. Maybe they're reaching to celebrate what they can celebrate. It has been some lean years. That's a franchise that you look at the NBA sometimes, and when you are stuck, it just feels hopeless. When you're stuck in the middle, it just feels like whatever pick you pick turns out to be Rui Hachimura or something. You know, like you've got a lower lottery pick, and it feels like what they've done, and fine, whatever. How do you get anywhere? But then you wake up one day when the things look the bleakest, you wake up one day and you're the Sacramento Kings and you're hitting the beam and everything's great. So never give up.
Yeah.
It's like what Jim Valvano said, never give up.
No question. Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on Twitter. What'd you think of everything down at FedEx Forum last night? Ja's family in Redemption sweatshirts. I thought it was really cute to see Kari in a Redemption sweatshirt. But what'd you think about everything last night? And obviously Ja looked spectacular whenever he hit the floor.
It was a good night. It was, I don't know. I mean, I literally don't know what there would be to complain about the night. It was a good night from in all sorts of perspectives. Ja looked really good and looked good in a, looked good. His first pass he threw was an alley-oop to Jaren Jackson Jr. And so it wasn't just the Ja show. It was Ja directing the offense and Ja taking a charge and Ja throwing down one of his freaking ridiculous dunks. And so Ja looked good. Jaren looked unbelievably good. And I think that,
unreal.
You know, if not for Ja's return last night, what everyone would be talking about is Jaren Jackson Jr. And people still are, cause he was just unbelievable bullying people in the way that he did. The crowd was effusive and affectionate and appropriate and all of that. That was great. The family was wearing the Redemption stuff, which I thought was fine. And I've heard little bits of quibble about different things, like heck, yesterday, there were some people, and you may have been included in this, who were like, why should he be coming off the bench? And then there are other people who thought the redemption shirts were too much. And then other people, I heard someone say, why is he using Kerry as a human, his daughter as a shield? And what? And I think anyone who has any quibbles about last night is just looking for something to quibble about. Like, it was fine that he came off the bench. It was fine that he was wearing redemption, that they were wearing redemption shirts. It was fine and sweet, honestly, that he had his daughter there.
Yes.
It was like, I don't know why we need to find anything to complain about last night. It was great. And the other thing, honestly, to me though, that struck me the most, the best, was on my show, I played his entire post game. Because I just think he sounds, again, who knows where it's going to go. Actions speak louder than words. It's going to be a matter of years, not days, not weeks, all of that. But it really is striking to hear him talk about the process he is going through. Because as he talks about it, he sounds to me like a guy who has some real humility about his need to change and about how tentative and uncertain he is about how to do it. He brought up last night, asked, you know, how'd you feel? He just brought up out of the blue this idea that he had meditated and that he, and I don't think he was like, hey, look at me, I had meditated. I think it was an act of vulnerability to talk about his process going into last night. Again, I don't know where it's going to go, but I am, was really struck by, it seemed genuine, it seemed vulnerable, and in that way, it seemed hopeful.
And last night, too, like his style of play off the bench, I mean, it still aggressive at attacking the rim. He had a poster dunk last night and an and one, but he was definitely locked in a different way. He was making plays for others. He had the charge at the end of the game. He seemed to defer once they got into some half-court sets. Like, It felt even on the floor like a more controlled jaw, like a humbled jaw to a certain extent. And I know that may be a stretch to some, but that just visibly, that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, and in that score, I do think there will be moments when this team needs him to score, you know,
of course,
23 points in a quarter, and needs him to be aggressive jaw. I do think there he really was. Being conscious about, I'm not just come in and take over. I'm going to, but that doesn't, I think some of that is product because it was first game.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to come barging in and be the alpha right away. And so some of that may change over time. One of the points though, that Chris Harrington has made and on my show is that it's a rare athlete who can choose between, well, how am I going to impact this game? Am I going to be Allen Iverson or am I going to be Steve Nash or whatever? Like most athletes don't have that choice. Am I going to dominate by scoring 38 points or am I going to dominate by, with my unbelievable court vision and getting people set up and penetrating and whatever? It is incredible. That's not a choice for most athletes, but for Ja, he has to choose, because he can do both, which of those he's going to be. And at different moments, it'll be more of one or than the other. But I do think that the ceiling for the Grizzlies is probably higher when he leans towards the, I'm going to be, yes, get my points, but I'm really going to be setting up others and not just, I'm going to be Allen Iverson.
Double-digit assist, Ja.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is the – and then there are moments you will need him to be takeover job.
Yep.
But I think as they figure out that balance, it's both an internal balance for Ja to figure out, and then it's a team balance, which is, almost emphasized by the fact that in his absence, we've seen Jaren do what he's done and Des has been great and everything else. So it's a luxury, but it's something they have to figure out going forward.
I said earlier in the show, I think this is truly the moment, and we'll see here down the stretch of the season into the playoffs, but this feels like the moment for Jaren. Five straight games, 25-plus, 37 last night, and what he's doing, he's scoring in every different possible way you can score. off the dribble from the three-point line. He got to the free throw line 11 times last night, and he's added a repertoire of what he can do in the post and using his footwork there. Like, are we going to look back and look at this five-game stretch here and really talk about that was the point offensively where everything started clicking for Jaren Jackson Jr.?
I think likely so. You know, I was Jay Williams today. I mean, on the morning show, they were talking about him and asking if he was Anthony Davis. You know, like we know he's a fabulous defensive player. We know he can be. You know, he can score from the three, and he can, you know, run the court and whatever else. But now that we're seeing all of this, I do think there's a reasonable chance that we will look back at this moment. Which happens to, yes, correspond to the moment when Ja was absent as the moment that we saw Jaren Jackson Jr. sort of emerge as the complete multidimensional star that he might now be. Like, when he made the All-Star team earlier this year, there was some,
detractors, of course.
From Memphis. Yeah, there was some, what's he doing? Like, what? All-Star? Okay, mate. And that's partly because people don't fully appreciate that there are two ends of the basketball court,
yes,
and that defense matters, you know. But literally, if you know, now it's like, well, of course he is. Like, look at him. Yeah, look at him. And then last night was it's been, as you pointed out, it's been a ramp up. We've seen five straight days of games of this. We've seen a consistent run of this, but last night was ridiculous.
Yeah, and seeing the putting his back on somebody, flashing hand, grabbing the ball and going and getting a bucket using footwork. Like, that's something that's never been quite there. You've seen flashes of it, but
right,
it's consistent.
Oh, no. And on multiple trips, like on he did it once, and then he'd go right down the court, they'd do it again, and
yep,
then he'd go right down, like, just kept feeding him. Like, it was like feed 50, sort of.
Yeah, you know, right.
In a different way, but it was like, they can't stop him, just keep feeding him.
Yep.
It was... I don't recall ever being quite like that in you know, since he's been a Grizzly.
Yep, talking with Jeff Calkins on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Now, the one negative on this team right now, and it's hard to find negatives, I'm just sort of picking through. It feels like sort of the we were talking about during the regular season, before the trade deadline, before the All-Star break, it was about wings. The wings aren't there. We don't have any rotational pieces that are to be counted on. Zaire didn't take the step. John Conchar's not doing it. But that seems to have figured itself out a little bit with Luke Kennard and everything else. But the big situation's a little concerning, isn't it? I mean, you need Steven back to restore some order. I mean, you're trying to rotate in Kenneth Lofton Jr. You're trying to rotate in, obviously, Xavier Tillman starting. Like, it just feels like they don't have enough there, especially with the Brandon Clark Achilles tear. That's something that I think going into next year too, they're going to have to address.
Yeah, obviously, and I think it's an interesting question of if Steven Adams doesn't come back, what sort of cap does that put on what
right,
they can? What they can be this year. I mean, you saw it last night. They got plenty of good things happened, but, and it was an entertaining game, but honestly, they missed Dillon among other things
100%.
Last night. And then they, you know, they got hammered on the boards too. So I heard Zach Lowe talking about this and saying that without Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, they are so integral to what the Grizzlies have done that it's hard to imagine them doing more than winning a series. That was his view.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Chris about that on my show, and Chris said, yeah, if you look at the entire body of work for the Grizzlies this year, what you see is, like, those his offensive rebounding and his ability to set screens and all of that has been totally a huge part of what the Grizzlies have done when they're good.
Mm-hmm.
He also made this point, though. Grizzlies, we know that they have they struggle in the fourth quarter with scoring, and we know they struggle in their half court offense. Well, their numbers in half court offense and in the fourth quarter have been better in March than they have all year long,
yep,
and that's with no Ja, and that's with no Steven Adams. Not saying that their absence makes them better, but teams evolve. And if you are getting this Jaren, for example, that helps. It's a different team. You know, it helps offset. Maybe you don't need quite as much, you know, the offensive rebounding that you were getting from Steven Adams. It's clearly an issue, and they would love to have Steven Adams back. And I do think it, if it doesn't put a hard cap on what they can accomplish this year, it's a serious dent in what they can accomplish. Having said that, last year they didn't really have Steven Adams in the playoffs at all, yep. Partly for COVID and partly by choice. And that's not what it feel like shaped what happened to them in the playoffs, right? I mean, Last year it was
– played off the floor a little bit in that Timberwolves series.
Yeah, he got played off the floor. They chose to take him off the floor. He had COVID. A lot of things happened. And then they – and but so you can bemoan the idea of a playoff series without Steven Adams, but that's what they had last year.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know that it has to put a hard cap on it. But, yeah, would it be nice to have Walker Kessler, for example?
Yes, of course.
Would I trade the Jake LaRavia for Walker Kessler? Yes, I would. But it doesn't seem – I don't think they're going for that at this point. I don't think that the trade deadline is passed. You know, you make your picks in your draft and you live with it.
Yeah. Now, last thing for you, what do you think about these games tonight in general in the Sweet 16? I mean, who do you ultimately – I haven't really asked you. Who do you ultimately think makes it all the way through? Alabama has that golden road. Kansas State's played really well. Michigan State's been great. And Izzo is just a magician. Must somehow could will himself with a team that struggled all year into a third straight Elite Eight.
I like the Kansas State story. You know, I mean, that kid from New York going back. What did John Calipari call him? Little kid?
Yeah.
Then apologize later. I didn't really care that he called him little kid.
That little kid had 14 assists in that game, so he can be a little kid.
John has had some issues with the little kids table before, and the little kids table served him. But I mean, that's a fun story. UConn's obviously been playing very well. My bracket is such, even in a land where brackets are disaster, mine is such a disaster that I'm loath to make predictions.
Okay.
I am going to be rooting for Florida Atlantic,
but
I have no hope of that. That literally Tennessee is the best team in the country at defending three-pointers. You know, they're big. Florida Atlantic is
tiny.
Small.
Yeah.
Tiny. I just don't see it. Like, that's why if I'm advising Memphis fans as to what to do, it is to don't expose yourself to the pain. If you are the sort to root against Tennessee, just go do something else tonight. Because I don't think it's going to go out. But again, my predictions are horrible. But I don't think it's going to go well for you. I give Arkansas a better shot, but I think UConn's a better team.
Yeah, but it's weird too.
Marginally,
yeah. I think marginally, but Arkansas defensively can bother them. Adama Sinogo's been a stud, but I think Arkansas is pretty good.
I think he's the difference. I think he is the part that I'm not sure Arkansas can account for. But yes, 100%. The basketball game too. Like whatever.
Right.
Of course.
What's weird about the FAU situation is I think the line has moved. So I think there's people that are actually taking FAU at a pretty high clip as far as the spread is concerned. So that's an interesting sort of fact here. It's moved from, 5.5 to 4.5? So that I don't quite understand it, but the public seems to be on FAU.
Well.
Make shots. I guess. People's thought process. But, Jeff, you get back to it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, TJ. Bye.
Thanks. That's Jeff Calkins, columnist of the Daily Memphian, and also the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 every single day. He's on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. We're about to have tip-off in 4 minutes. Kansas State versus Michigan State. Kansas State, a 1-point favorite. We'll give you updates as we go along in the show. But let's go ahead and get to a break. And when we come back, I have to get into some NFL. The Jets are being aggressive this offseason. Yesterday, they end up trading Elijah Moore. They sign Mecole Hardman. They're doing a lot of different things, but they're still waiting on that big shoe to drop. And that big shoe, where's number 12? He's Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about their situation, get you some sound from Jeff Darlington about potentially adding OBJ on the other side right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's Hoops Place.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting exciting college basketball action. Download the BetMGM app today and bet during the wildest month of the year with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Matty Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Matty understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Matty and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333. Online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
We asked Rodney and Karen if they'd been to the old Southland Casino.
It's been about 4 years ago since we went.
Then we asked them to give the all-new Southland Casino Hotel a shot.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun in here.
And what do they think of Southland now?
Loved it. I love the facility, the bright colors, the clean rooms. We've already invited people to come back.
The all-new Southland Casino Hotel. Experience it for yourself. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Breaking news.
Tax refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at RedRiverToyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us in Wynn.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just like the movie!
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service. Delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home, or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. But now we on our way to greatness. And all that ever took was patience.
I used to feel so devastated.
It's the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And if you're a whiskey lover like me and you're on the hunt for a great sip, look no further. I mean, if you're watching the games tonight, if you're watching the NBA playoffs here down the road, there's no better sip than Old Dominic Tennessee Whiskey. It's made right here in the heart of downtown Memphis. And I have to add this. If you want a reason to support outside of how good the flavor is, it's going to have that maple and sugar. It's going to have hints, tones of that with a charcoal finish. So it's going to be so fantastic, and it's going to be great. It's pleasing to the palate. But if you're looking for another reason to support, it's the first whiskey to be distilled, barreled, and aged and bottled in Memphis since Prohibition. Old Dominic's newly released Tennessee whiskey is now available Memphis, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Look for their new whiskey and all of their great products at your favorite retailers or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. But why stop there? They have a great place downtown that you need to head to. You need to witness firsthand their state-of-the-art distillery and learn what makes Old Dominic so special. Whether you're stopping in for a refreshing drink while exploring Memphis, joining them on a tour and tasting, finishing up a night out, whatever it may be, they have something for everyone's taste in an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere. It's perfect for a special event, whatever you may have, whether it's wedding reception, they will accommodate you. But there's more. Old Dominic is also the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all their great products this playoff season inside FedEx Forum at their two bar locations where they're serving up craft cocktails. Go to olddominic.com to book a tour there or book a special event and also check out all of their great products. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Now, NFL offseason continues to roar along and we're waiting patiently on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets thing. The shoe to drop there yesterday. The Jets made a couple of moves. They signed Mecole Hardman to a one-year deal, very fast guy. But it was sort of in response right thereafter that they traded Elijah Moore, a really young, good, upcoming wide receiver who didn't really get the run with Zach Wilson and really had some issues last year. But they trade him to the Browns and a third-round pick for a second-round pick in this year's draft from the Browns. So they're adding higher draft assets to potentially complete an Aaron Rodgers trade. Now the Jets hold 13, 42, and 43 in this year's draft. And, you know, I don't know when this is going to happen ultimately. It feels like, you know, Aaron Rodgers has made his intentions clear. He wants to play for the Jets next year. Maybe it's around the draft. Maybe that's when all of these things happen. They'll probably throw in other compensation as far as a player or two. But 13, 42, and 43, first round and 2 second rounds, maybe that'll be part of the package. Now, also, Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL insider, was talking about the prospect of, we know about Aaron Rodgers and the wish list that Diana Rossini was reporting on. They have Alan Lazard already. Garrett Wilson's been there. But we know about that wish list that included Randall Cobb, Mercedes Lewis, all those guys. Also, Odell Beckham Jr. was on it. And Jeff Darlington says to keep an eye out for it.
Ah, it's not playing.
Okay,
give me a second.
Ah, we'll get to it in a second. We have sound on it here in just a moment from Jeff Darlington. But ultimately, it feels like the Jets are emptying the clip. Let me know when we have that sound.
Okay, I got Bennett. You. Hang on.
But they're spending like they are using Monopoly money at this point. And, like, you look up and down that roster. You have Breece Hall coming back off injury. Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis, Alan Lazard. We have the sound?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, let's go ahead and play this sound. This is Jeff Darlington on the possibility of Odell Beckham Jr. to the Jets.
So they got a receiver. Is OBJ still a possibility?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right.
And that's the most important thing, I think, about this conversation is the fact that just because you see this wide receiver room continuing to shift does not mean that they are done work. We should very much consider Odell Beckham Jr. still on the table as an option for the New York Jets. In fact, we can go even further to say that both sides would still like to see this done. Financials still in the way of actually finalizing this thing, but I still think that Odell Beckham Jr. will wind up with the New York Jets.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Tim.
Now, let's get back to it. I mean, you talk about the Jets emptying the clip. Let's go over their offensive weapons right now if they do eventually add Aaron Rodgers. Breece Hall coming off injury. Garrett Wilson, who was a 1,000-yard receiver in his rookie year with no quarterbacking. Joe Flacco and Zach Wilson. Corey Davis is still there. They just added Alan Lazard on a 4-year deal who has a pretty good sort of rapport there with Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And then as their backups, Mecole Hardman they signed. Denzel Mims is still around. Tight end room, Tyler Conklin was a really good receiving tight end last year. CJ Uzama, who was with the Bengals for years, is their backup. There's so many uses. There's so many useful pieces on this Jets offense for Aaron Rodgers to get involved. But it has to happen. This has to get through. Because, I mean, you're trying to sell hope to New York Jets fans. You're trying to, right? And ultimately, I appreciate that because the Jets have been bad for quite some time since Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez and the AFC Championships about 10 years ago, a decade ago at this point. They haven't really had any good years. It's been some lean times for them. And with the year-to-year adventure in the NFL, I appreciate teams that go out there and try to make something happen. There's too many franchises that try to do rebuilds that never ultimately get them done. And we know what the Jets have been. You know, they drafted Zach Wilson a couple years ago. They've been trying to rebuild, but they don't have the quarterback in place. Aaron Rodgers certainly would be that guy. And but again, going back to other franchises, they'll sit on their hands. They'll remain complacent. Again, that shoe needs to drop. Aaron Rodgers needs to be a Jet or all of this seems for naught. Zach Wilson is the quarterback with all of these pieces that they're going to go try to add. And if you add Odell Beckham Jr., if it's Zach Wilson, disregard all this conversation. Disregard it. The Jets will not be a player, even if they have a great defense, Sauce Gardner, young pieces, all these great offensive weapons. It means nothing. Now, I'll say this. If all goes to plan and they get Aaron Rodgers, this is where I'm at. It's championship or we'll call it a failure, right? Like, that's where we're at. Because you make all these moves and Aaron Rodgers, he's currently 39, and he leaves without winning a championship. Where are you? You've blown up everything. You're going to another rebuild, and you don't have a championship in your pocket.
Right.
So I think ultimately when we look back at this, if Aaron Rodgers does end up in a Jets uniform, which I fully expect to happen, it's just a matter of when at this point, it's championship or failure. And it's very similar. I don't think it's dissimilar to what we have done here with the Brooklyn Nets, with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and how much we pose that, and we talk about how much of a failure that was. I think in the NFL, a lot of things still have to break your way, but I think there's a similar conversation and a similar point to be made about those two situations, obviously in different sports.
So, yeah, for sure. No, I mean, if it, especially with him only winning the one in Green Bay, like, it's, I don't know. I mean, it would be a failure for the Jets, but, like, I think his career would just think people would just look at him differently and his accomplishments.
Yeah, because they'll say you had everything you needed really with the Packers. Yeah,
and then in the end, like when you
won it out.
And when, you know, you had the argument that you didn't have what you needed, well, the Jets gave you everything you needed and you couldn't get it done.
And I'll say this about where we've been in the NFL. 2 years ago the Rams won a Super Bowl, and this year they were awful. They were just absolutely awful. Mm-hmm. They spent, they got theirs, then they fell off a cliff. No one can argue that. They're probably the worst defending champ in the history of the NFL, especially they lost the most games of any defending champ in NFL history. But I think ultimately if you're a New York Jets fan, if you're any fan of any franchise, Titans, for example, you would trade a couple of bad years for a championship. If you had a championship and then you had two losing seasons after that, you still have that championship. That's ultimately what we work for in this business. That's what NFL teams are working for day in, day out.
That's why these past couple seasons have been so frustrating as a Titans fan.
Right.
Because it's like, go in, like, go make it happen. Yeah, and now the window's slammed shut.
Yep. And that's the predicament you run into if you're trying to be frugal, if you're trying to make moves within the margin. Sometimes you just have to go get the best talent.
Yeah.
You have to go get – it doesn't have to be a need. You have to go get the best guy out there on the market. I think Odell Beckham Jr. would be that guy for them. I think what they've done with Alan Lazard's fantastic. But they need to spend and they need to go make it happen. And if they don't ultimately get it, I don't think we blame them, but we'll still call it a failure, right? Like, I don't think we'll blame them for trying to go all in for Aaron Rodgers and get all those weapons. But ultimately, if there's no championship that follows, it'll be a failure. It'll be a failure. Now, also in the NFL, this is really sad news, and this breaks my heart. Foster Moreau, who's been a tight end out of LSU and has played for the Raiders in his NFL career, drafted a few years back, he went to Twitter yesterday, and brutal news followed. Like, I don't know if you've seen this yet, Bennett. I would imagine you have, but he says, through somewhat of a miraculous process, this free agency period has been life-changing for me. During a routine physical conducted by the Saints medical team down in New Orleans, I've come to learn that I have Hodgkin's lymphoma and will be stepping away from football to kick cancer's butt. Now, This is inevitably, like, this always hits home with me, you know, being a former football player, being a guy who had to deal with multiple injuries throughout your career. You're more worried about when you wake up. You're more worried about your knees creaking and having to go to practice. You're more worried about your elbow hurting. You're more worried about, okay, do I have a concussion? Did I sustain a concussion? You're not worried about these things. You're not worried about going to the doctor and trying to figure out whether you have cancer or not. So I obviously rooting for Foster Moreau, show the support he absolutely needs. That is just brutal, brutal news. And obviously we're all rooting for him. No question about it. Hodgkin's lymphoma is very deadly. I know a lot of people have had to deal with family members who have either had Hodgkin's lymphoma or some other sort of cancer, and we just know how that goes at times. And Foster Moreau, young, ready to go battle it. But I mean, that's just not on the worry of a football player's mind, is having to deal with something, a disease so absolutely deadly. You're worried about your knees creaking, your joints hurting, if I had ACL recovery, do I need to show up to rehab in the morning to make sure that I can get that squared away? You're not worried about anything like this happening, but ultimately at times it seems to happen. So I'm a Foster Moreau, rooting for your brother. Kick cancer's butt, no question. Now let's go ahead and get to a break on that note. And when we come back, Bennett and I are going to get into small talk, and it'll have to do with some entertainment. Right, it'll have to do with Topgolf. Do you like Topgolf? And there's another iteration with another sport. It's led by Nolan Ryan, if that gives you a hint. But there's an iteration of another entertainment enterprise that's opening up relatively soon that we'll discuss on the other side right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Mom, Dad. Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through April 23rd, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited-time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required, and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit or ERC. Go to Refunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business too. There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based on incomplete or outdated information. So don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Take your shot during BetMGM's March matchups and instantly receive $200 in bonus bets. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to sign up using bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, and place a $10 bet on any college basketball tournament game. Win or lose, $200 in bonus bets will be added to your account right away. Plus, you'll discover a wide variety of parlay selection features, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
I like to be active, and as you get older, I know it because I am older, you're more prone to injury, and I could not get rid of the pain.
QC Kinetics patient Diane Richardson talking about how a hiking injury left her in awful pain.
No one wants to live in pain. I certainly don't want to live in pain. I don't have time for pain.
Diane had heard about regenerative medicine, so she called QC Kinetics and started treatment right away, and the results were incredible.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in using natural biologics, healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. There's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime.
The result was phenomenal. I mean, I was not feeling any pain. I'm able to do everything that I want to do.
If you have pain from arthritis or injury, this may be the solution you're looking for. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
It was a game changer.
Call QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. For a championship team, every player needs to be a perfect fit. It's just like your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts or accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time. Just look for the green check. With over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices at ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk presented by the Memphis Touchdown Club. The speaker series is coming up very, very soon here. Ryan Silverfield, April 4th, and tour of the Tiger Football Complex that I got to build, no question about it, but didn't get to reap the rewards on. But it's fantastic, that football complex. Get over there. Go to memphistouchdownclub.com for tickets and information. Now, we mentioned it, more entertainment here. Obviously, we're getting to Topgolf here soon. I don't know when it's going to be done, right? Do we have any updates on that?
Good question. Yeah. Let me find out.
No idea, but we're supposed to get a Topgolf in Memphis here relatively soon. But the success of Topgolf is spawning a new category of sports entertainment startups. And there's been a lot of things that have gone around. But this is an interesting one that I saw yesterday being invested in by Nolan Ryan. Do you have it?
November 2023. So November 2023. Of this year, yep. We'll get the new Topgolf. Have you done Topgolf before?
Yes.
I've never done it.
I enjoy it. I'll get to it in a second, though. I think there's a couple of drawbacks to it. Yeah. I mean, if you're going for a party, great, right? But just, you know, night to night, use it like a bowling alley, it doesn't work that way. But it's going to be called Home Run Dugout. It's basically a Topgolf for baseball. It's going to offer virtual batting bays, food, beer, entertainment, a dog park. There's going to be a dog park there. Upscale setting. Again, Nolan Ryan is the investor. It's 46,000 square foot facilities that feature indoor soft toss baseball and several amenities. It's got a full service restaurant, three bars, 20 craft beers in each of those. And obviously, this is just in Texas right now.
Mm-hmm.
12 virtual batting bays. And basically, you hit an actual ball into a computer or into a screen, and it spits out exit velocity, launch angle, which everyone's a fan of these days, and whether the swing produced a single, double, or home run. So there's that. They're going to have a beer garden baseball mini field for wiffle ball. They're going to have live music and a concert stage. And I already mentioned the dog park.
Yeah.
So thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sure this will go over well. Batting cages and beer.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's just swinging a golf club, too. I mean,
yeah, man.
And we got three levels usually at a top golf.
I'm sure no one will get injured. A lot of drunk dads going to throw their shoulders out at the baseball one.
Glory days.
It does sound cool, actually. I think I would
enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that does sound. It's smart. I mean, it's a smart thing to do because Topgolf's obviously really popular, and this makes a lot of sense to do a baseball version. Yeah,
my take on Topgolf. I enjoyed Topgolf whenever I've been. Went to one in St. Louis, one in Vegas, and they're awesome. Like they are very, very fun. Here's my issue: to get a bay, it costs an exorbitant amount of money. It costs a lot of money to just get the bay, and then the food is very expensive on top of that. Like, I don't want to go for a night out of just sort of fun and feel like I went to Capitol Grill and spent a bag on it, right? You know, that's the issue I have with it. But I think this is a really cool idea in the grand scheme of things, like family fun for baseball lovers in general. I like the thought of hitting bombs on a virtual screen.
That's
cool and all. So you've never been to Topgolf?
Never.
Sorry, were you going to go as soon as when it opens up in Memphis?
Yeah, I'll go to the one here. I just haven't had a chance to, like, when I've been out of town. Because where are they? Nashville and Birmingham? Is that where the closest ones to here?
And then St. Louis is pretty close.
St. Louis has
too.
One. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been to St. Louis in forever, but like the past couple times I've been in Nashville, just never had a chance to do it.
Are you a good golfer? Are you a decent golfer?
No.
But you can drive it, right?
I can drive
it. Come on.
Yeah.
You hit bombs. That's what everybody wants to do.
No, I suck. I suck at golf.
Well, who does? Like, unless you're on the tour, I guess there's some scratch golfers out there, but I think they would even admit they suck compared to what you're supposed to be doing.
I like to drink when I'm playing, so makes you play even worse.
Well, I don't know.
Some people might argue against that.
I don't
that.
Know. At the turn, you get a hot dog and a beer, you may play a little better.
Yeah.
You may play all right. Get a little food in your stomach.
It's been a while. I haven't played in a long time.
Now, also on this, did you play baseball growing up?
No,
never did.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no T-ball, nothing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you've never. So you're not a swinger of the bat.
No,
you're not a.
I would be one of those.
You
dads.
Don't drop bombs.
Yeah, I would be one of those dads that throws their shoulder out and has like to go to the hospital.
Softball? Any softball? We have the ball fields right around here.
Yeah, I mean
slow pitch softball.
Sure, yeah,
I guess they're similar right here. They said it's.
Yeah,
they're calling it. For home run dugout, it's the home of the 7 mile per hour fastball.
Oh,
so it's going to be very family
okay,
friendly.
Okay, so it's
going to
be
they're not going to hurl.
This isn't like batting cages.
We're not going to have like 7 year olds in there facing 85 mile per hour heat.
Yeah,
I don't think that's smart.
I was like, dude, this sounds like a terrible idea. Yeah. Okay. Now this makes
it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
It's they're not. I don't think they have the pro heater. They're not.
Like
they're not throwing you sliders.
I do like the batting cages. Do they still have the batting cages at golf and games? I think they do.
Of course they do.
Because we went up there the other day. I saw them. Yeah.
You know what I like there too? They have the Topgolf swing.
Not the suite,
but they have the swing monitors that tells you how far it goes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is it on their velo.
Driving range?
Yeah, on the driving range.
Shout out to golf and games.
Yeah.
I always call putt putt, but
they still have the putt putt.
Logo. Yeah.
Right there. It's golf and games, but they still have out front, you know where you're at on summer because it says putt-putt right there on the left.
Love that. That's an institution right there.
Oh, my gosh. How long has it been in Memphis?
Since I've been alive, I think. Yeah.
That's 30, 20.
Yeah, late 80s. Yeah.
Late 80s. Shout out. And they've updated it. Well done.
Yep.
If you're a investor, if you're a higher up at golf and games, shout out. Well done.
We
appreciate you, a Memphis institution.
Yes.
Now let's go ahead and get to a break. We do have a couple updates really quick. I want to get to 17-14 in the early going. Kansas State is up on Michigan State. And if you're looking for some Memphis women's NIT scores, they're down. At Bowling Green, 30-23. We haven't reached we're at halftime now, 30-23. They're struggling, but they're in the Sweet 16 of the women's NIT for the first time since 99. So that in itself is awesome. Obviously hope they pull out a win. Now coming up next, We will get you some NCAA tournament picks. We'll talk a little Grizzlies as well with Ryan Horvat from BetMGM tonight.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, Brad. I thought you had a date.
Hey, Mom. She just left. Using my phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot backfired again.
I keep telling you to get Xfinity. What happened?
Everything was great until the movie started buffering. Then she started asking questions like, why are you using bedsheets for curtains? Why is this hamster cage so dirty? Where is your hamster?
Oh, honey, it might be time for real Wi-Fi.
Yeah. In the meantime, can I come use the Wi-Fi at your place?
Sorry, baby. Date night's still on for one of us.
It's time for real home internet. Get fast home internet on the Xfinity 10G network. The future starts now. New customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet and Xfinity mobile for just $50 a month for 2 years during our Xfinity 10G network launch celebration. Now through April 23rd. Go to Xfinity.com/10G to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity mobile requires Xfinity internet service. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. Service Master by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone.
Whew, this feels good!
Why does he feel good? Because he has all the hot water he needs. Now you can catch the feels with a Navien tankless hot water heater. Imagine all the hot water you want for as long as you need. No wasting money and energy. No more cutting that shower short. Just hot water all the time, every time. So feel good. So good. With a Navien tankless hot water heater. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com to learn more.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.